The message today is titled, A Forgotten Man. A Forgotten Man. And as usual, the usual manner is for me to just begin preaching, reading the text, and diving right into the Word of God. But for the benefit of you saints and members of this ministry scattered many miles away from Jacksonville, Florida, in the Calvary Chapel Church of God Sunday morning service, we want you to have the benefit of hearing the Word of God in song. It's inspiring to us here. We've had a great service this Sunday morning, but we want to share part of the edification of the Word of God in song with you that don't assemble with us every Sunday morning. We have a wonderful quartet and trio. We want to share two of their messages in song, beginning with the trio, the Duggar Trio. They're going to come and sing a wonderful rendition of one of my favorite songs entitled, The King and I. And I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing like the King and I walking hand in hand together. As you listen to the words, you'll find a real message to your heart. So here's the Duggar Trio to sing for us.
The King and I walk down life's road together, where many people go passing by. The greatest one and I, a lonely beggar, walk hand in hand. The King and I, why he should care for me will always be a mystery. He holds the whole world in his hand, but what am I? And so my heart somehow can help but wonder why we're together, the King and I. Not long ago, we're strangers. I walked alone, not knowing why, until he came and put his arms around me. Now we're not strangers, the King and I. But what am I? And so my heart somehow can't help but wonder why we're together, the King and I, the King and I, will always be together. But wonder why we're together, the King and I, why he should care for me will always be a mystery. He holds the what am I? And so my heart somehow can't help but wonder why we're together, the King and I.
For that wonderful song by the trio, The King and I. Now I want to share with you a wonderful rendition of Dwelling in Beulah Land by our very own Bible School Quartet, led by my son, Brother Ray Pringle Jr. And all these singers are dedicated, and I know you're going to enjoy the spirit-filled singing that they present to you as you there in your home are helping to worship God with us. Dwelling in Beulah Land. That word Beulah means married to God. I'm dwelling in a land that's married to God. And this is another of my favorites. Oh, I got a bunch of favorites. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to enjoy worshiping the God as the quartet sings Dwelling in Beulah Land.
Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth be set on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Far below the storm of doubt upon the world is beating, sons of men in battle on the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of God's word retreating. Nothing then can reach me, 'tis Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Let the stormy breezes blow, their cry cannot alarm me. I am safely sheltered here, protected by God's hand. Here the sun is always shining, here there's naught can harm me. I am safe forever in Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Viewing here the works of God, I sink in contemplation. Hearing now his blessed voice, I see the way he planned. Dwelling in the Spirit here, I learn a full salvation. Gladly will I tarry in Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land.
Part for that wonderful song, Dwelling in Beulah Land by the quartet. And I'd rather hear them sing than any that I know. And I'm sure that it has rejoiced your hearts to worship God with us in this great Sunday morning service. And we continue now with the greatest part of the service, which is the hearing of the Word of God. And that's certainly something that Jesus Christ stressed all through his great lifetime and ministry. He certainly wasn't a singing evangelist, I'll tell you that. I never heard tell him singing, but one time said he went out to the Mount of Olives and sang a hymn. That was one time. He wasn't a singing preacher. He didn't go around singing in the streets. He didn't go around encouraging people to sing. He went around encouraging people to have ears to hear the Word of God. So we continue the service with the preaching of a message that God has given me this week from the Holy Ghost entitled, A Forgotten Man. A Forgotten Man. For a text, Genesis chapter 40 and verse 23. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. But forgot him. I don't know whether you ever felt forgotten or not. We find the psalmist David, Psalms 102, writing about being forgotten. Another great psalms that he's written, telling about he feels left out, he feels forsaken, he feels forgotten. Many times he even felt betrayed. He was separated from his family for many years as God was preparing him to be king of Israel and be in the genealogy, the royal genealogy of Jesus Christ.